Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to the Old Testament, please, in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 9. What holds the church back? We know the answer is unbelief. But did you see how many other times he said hardness? Hardness. This hardness is inseparable from the unbelief. The unbelief and hardness are hand in hand. That's why the unbelief is like it is. Deuteronomy 9 and 6. Deuteronomy 9, 6 says, understand therefore that the Lord your God gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. That where we're reading in Acts, where he talked about the church in the wilderness, I didn't finish reading it, but on down to the 51st verse, Stephen had told them, he said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so you do. Somebody say stiff-necked. What does that mean, stiff-necked? Doesn't mean you got physical problems with your neck. Huh? What would be the opposite of stiff-necked? Loose neck. Stiffen your neck for me. Let me see what it looks like. Stiff. What is stiff? Unyielding. Unyielding, hard. Ungiving, unyielding, stiff neck, and many modern translations say stubborn. Yes. Stubborn. He said, let me keep reading here. Verse 6, you are a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt until you come into this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Rebellious against the Lord. Skip down to verse 13, furthermore, the Lord spoke to me saying, I have seen this people and behold, it is a stiff-necked people, unyielding, stubborn. Let me alone that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. I'll make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. What kept them out? Now let's go through this slowly. What kept them? People say, well, unbelief. Okay, but why the unbelief? It was not an unbelief based on ignorance. Did they know what God's plan for them was? Yes, they did. Did they know what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to go in and take the land. Did they know it? Yes, they knew it. Why didn't they do it? He said, you're stiff-necked. You're stubborn. You're rebellious. Keep on reading. He said down in verse 22, he said, at Taberah and at Massah and Kibroth Hattaavah, you provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I've given you. And then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord. They did what? Rebelled. Was it an ignorant mistake? No. Did they just not know any better? No, they knew exactly what he had said to them to do. And they rebelled against it. You rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you believed him not to hearken to his voice. Verse 24. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. From day one until now, you have been rebellious. Now let's examine this. What kept them out? Was it the giants that kept them from going in? Was it the walled cities? No. Was it ignorance? They just didn't know what God wanted. No. What kept them out? It was unbelief, but if you look up that word, you know, Paul said he did some things ignorantly in unbelief, persecuting the church before he got saved. But this is different. This is what I call, and if you look up the definitions, it bears it out, an unpersuadable unbelief. You know better. You know, but you just refuse. So what kept them out? It was God's plan. It was God's will. Was he able to bring them into the land? He proved it with Joshua, didn't he? Was he able to give them the victories over the giants, to get them into the walled city? Was he able to do it? Yes. What kept them out? Their own stubbornness. Their own rebellion. What's holding the church back today? Exactly the same thing. Many want to believe it's ignorance. And don't misunderstand me. There's plenty of ignorance around. There's plenty of ignorance about God and the things of God. But even that is again and again the result of rebellion. Did you hear me? I know, Phyllis and I know a few things about God today. A few. But do you know how we learned them? We learned them because years ago the Lord put his finger on us and said, go do this. Now go do this. Now do this. At any one of those places, had we said, no, I don't want to do that, we would have stopped learning. And we would have been much more ignorant today than we are. And people thought, well, I can't help it. I just don't know it. Yeah, but if you'd have followed God, you would have found out. Oh, can you see this? So much of the ignorance is because of rebellion. Are y'all with me or not on this? Why do people not like to hear about rebellion? Wonder why people would kind of get quiet and go. Brother Keith, you're going to talk about this the whole time? Yeah. Yeah, this is it. This is today's message. Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
What holds your kids back from success? What keeps you back from success? What keeps the church back from success? People like to think it's ignorance. Well, it's unbelief. Well, it is. But why? Because of stubbornness. And you're going to see this. It's not just my idea now. This is the thing that can't be fixed. Now, that's a big statement. And I want you to see, I'm going to show you scripture on it before we get through here. But if you get stubborn and hard-headed, and you can do it acting sweet. You can do it acting so sweet and nice. You can go, no, well, yes, I understand. But inside you, you're a brick wall. You've made up your mind, I ain't moving. I am not giving in. I am not giving in, and you can't make me. Now, some people think this is a sign that you are strong and that you're nobody's doormat and nobody can run over you. And you're going to let everybody know it. Let me tell you, you do this with God, with his people, with his things, you can get yourself in a place where it can't be fixed. Now that's somebody said, what about God? That's what I said. Where if you get like that and won't change and won't repent, you can get yourself in a place where it can't be fixed by anybody. That's serious. I said, that's serious. Is there another option?
Yes.
What could you do? Instead of being stiff-necked, what could you do? He said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hard in mind. He said, you always resist the Holy Ghost. Instead of resisting, what can you do?
Yield.
You can yield. You can give. Yes. You can give in. You can yield, you can humble yourself, you can repent.
Yes, sir.
What does the Bible say? If you hide your sin, you won't prosper. But if you'll confess and forsake it, you get mercy. God resists the proud. Well, what? It's sowing and reaping. What are the proud doing? They're resisting Him. What's this hardness, this stiffness? What's that? That's resistance. No. I've had people in healing lines, bless their heart. I come through laying hands on people. I've seen this more than once. And people do like this, like. I just look at you like, you can't knock me down. I'm not trying to knock anybody down. But that resistive is not a receiving mode. And we have, this is rampant through the earth. This is all through the body of Christ. This rebellion, that's why churches don't stay together. They keep splitting and splitting, and families don't stay together. Why? Because people get to that sticking point. Anybody know what I mean by that? They're talking, they're having conversation, they're dealing with things, and then they stick. What do you mean? They are not moving. They are not going to give in. They are not going to yield. And when this happens with husband and wife, when it happens in business, it happens in church, I don't care where it happens, if that does not change, that relationship has to fall.
True.
Did you hear me? That sticking point. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. He said to them, he said, you have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. You know, Numbers 13, turn there. Let's look at Numbers 13 and Numbers 14, these two chapters for just a moment. Numbers 13. And we've read already that at this juncture, when they were supposed to go in and take the land, they rebelled against the Lord. Numbers 13:30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us, everybody say us. Let us go up at once and possess it, for we, everybody say we. We are well able to overcome it. Now, we've talked about this before. One had put 1,000 to flight. Two will do what? Much, not just 2,000, but there's a multiplied effect. Can three of us do what the church is supposed to do in the earth? Three of us. Three churches, local churches. Can we do the job of the church in the earth? The answer is no.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.